London police search for protester who praised Hitler at anti-Israel rally. By Kurt Zindelka on November 13, 2023. London's Metropolitan Police Force has announced several criminal investigations into anti-Israel protesters, including a man who celebrated Adolf Hitler during a mass rally on Saturday. Amidst the fifth large-scale protest against Israel in London on Armistice Day, in which an estimated 300,000 pro-Palestinian activists took to the streets of the British capital, there was an outpouring of anti-Semitism and racism. The Metropolitan Police, which has been criticized for its lax treatment of violent rhetoric and hateful messages displayed by anti-Israel activists, announced multiple criminal investigations following the demonstration. This included a man who celebrated Adolf Hitler's treatment of the Jewish people. In an interview with Rebel News during the protest, the man said, "If the West feels sorry for the Israeli Zionists, why don't they give a place in Germany? Why don't they go to Hitler's back garden and make occupation there? Hitler knew how to deal with these people," he declared. In response to the video, the Met said, "Officers leading a hate crime investigation following yesterday's pro-Palestinian demonstration want to identify this man." The London police force put out several other pictures seeking to identify and arrest radical anti-Israel protesters from the weekend, including a woman who carried a sign reading, "No British politician should be a friend of Israel," underneath an image of a swastika combined with the Star of David. Another woman is wanted by the police for carrying a sign portraying Prime Minister Rishi Sunak and former Home Secretary Suella Braverman as coconuts. The sign is in apparent reference to the leftist racist slur used against conservative ethnic minorities, branding them as brown on the outside and white on the inside. In total, 145 people were arrested in London on Armistice Day, Britain's equivalent to Veterans Day, during the pro-Palestine rally and the so-called far-right counter-demonstration. Follow Kurt Zindelka on Twitter, follow @KurtZindelka or email to xindelka@breitbart.com.